Ted Morse is anxious to come in here after 5:30 or 6 and take a picture of you signing that Dixie bill, which is a bill in Utah. It has only affect him, but we just get a picture of it. I'll tell him we'll do it after you read the bill.
Yes?
George Reedy on 90.
They hit me with this story about Jackie Kennedy, ambassador to Paris, and I just referred him to the State Department real fast. Now, what do you want State to say?
Well, I never heard of it. It's out of Paris, and I wouldn't think that any of our, anybody over there would know anything about it.
That's right.
Nobody's ever discussed it. I didn't have the State say it. None of these things have ever been discussed. The president never heard of it. It looks like it's a move in London and New York Herald Tribune, and don't believe either one of them is going to have much to say about this.
Right. I just wanted to be sure.
Go or.
Which should be knocked down fast. I think I'll get it knocked down over there.
I offered Ms. Kennedy, the ambassador to Mexico, and she said she wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir, I'll get them to knock it down.
Surprised that the reputable newspaper would print a story out of London saying all these things. How would anybody in London know about it?
Well, what they do, of course, they pick up all this cocktail party gossip around the square and...
Did they ask you anything else? Did you put out the FBI stuff? Or
yes, that one, I put that out.
Who asked you?
Sid Davis of Westinghouse.
They planted it?
I don't think so. I don't think they'd plant that one with Sid.
I say, did you plant it?
No, sir, I did not.
What did he ask you?
Now that the day has passed, is there anything further to, any further comment on the charges made by Senator Williams? And I said, well, after the president heard about it yesterday, he asked the Justice Department to request an FBI investigation into the matter. Then they came at me with, will there be a public report? I said, I don't know. We'll handle those things when we come to them. They want to know if the members of the Democratic National Committee would be questioned. I said, well, I'm not an expert in investigative techniques. I said, they've just asked him to look into the matter. And I said, well, is this his response to Senator Williams? And I said, this is what the president thought was appropriate for the situation. Let's see, what else did they ask? I think I made one slip. They said, what was the president's attitude in this? And I said, well, he was hardly surprised. This is the campaigning season. I shouldn't have said anything, but I recovered fast. I said, well, I'm not going to. Then they said, well, you're characterizing this as a political charge. I said, I'm not characterizing it in any way whatsoever. I'm a little worried about that slip I made, though.
I'm worried about it. After death every day, I talked to Dave. I told him to dictate one sentence and tell you to stay with that and say nothing else. And I told him to call you and dictate it, so he'd be very careful not to get off base. But
I did it as he said, and I don't think that, aside from that one little thing, I don't think that I said anything that's going to get us into trouble. And that won't really, but I shouldn't have done it. It is a political charge, and we know that, but...
I think, though, when I tell them about the FBI, if you had any more, I'd just say, take that up with the FBI. That's an FBI matter. I believe the FBI can handle these political questions better than you can.
I think that's right.
The president asked the Department of Justice and the FBI to immediately see if any federal law has been violated, number one. Now, beyond that, I'm not going to say anything else at all. And you go to the FBI.
Right.
That's the way I try to stay on.
Right. Well, we're not off of that position at all. I only made that one slip.
Let me see the transcript whenever you get it.
Right.